Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Tuesday morning, as we've kind of pushed back our normal conversation with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. No worries there, as we'll continue our open line segment around 10:30. But for now, it's the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes, good to have you back in
that
studio.
Schedule.
Oh, no problem. No issue whatsoever. Now, real quick, because I was holding it to you last week, how was bingo?
It was so much fun. Okay, so you're going to have to go.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And the VFW is over there kind of off of Penn, right? I think I drove by.
Yes, just right off of Penn and Myrtle, right behind Community National
Bank. That's right. That's why I knew it. That's who I bank with right there.
Yes,
so that's why I knew there.
Equity Bank. So, yeah, it's just right in there. So, okay, it was so much fun. I went with my mom and my sister. And I brought with me proof that I have been there, because these are my bingo sheets. You can pay, your smallest pack is $7. This was a 9-card pack, and that was $9. And then I paid $4 more dollars for some special games that they had. And so for $13, and I bought my dauber.
Yep.
So I got my dauber.
Got the official one, too.
Yes,
I kind of like it.
Yes. And so we did not win one thing, but we had so much fun. And we were definitely the novices in the room. And it took a while before we completely figured it all out. The pros, they had it going on. And they were playing lots of cards in comparison to my 9 cards, which felt like a lot to me.
Yeah, seemed a little bit overwhelming that you have all of those boards to browse through. Wow,
and there's
okay.
No chatting, you know, you play bingo, you chat at break, and you chat before, but when it's bingo time, you're...
It's serious.
It's serious.
It's bingo time. I like that.
Yes. So anyway, so I'm going to round up some more people, and I'm hopefully going to continue to play. Now, don't go on the holiday weekend this Monday. They're not going to have it.
Not
going to
have it. Okay.
So, yes. So wait for the following Monday, and yeah. Okay, so I'm going to hold you to it. You've got to go.
All right. And like you said, not breaking the bank at all. That's, I mean, to say the least, you got that under $15 right there, and that's a full night.
They have food. And they have drinks, and it's a lot of fun. You can't bring things from outside into the VFW, but they do have snacks and drinks and everything.
Nice.
And the important thing to remember is not only is it fun to do, but you're helping to support the VFW, who then uses that money to help our servicemen and women and their families and put that money to good use. So it's important that we support them.
Yeah. No, it's a great, you know, very fun as well. As I'm kind of peeking out that middle one that you got, you were close to a bingo on that, the very center one.
Yes, I was close many times.
Very close. Either way. Well, Lisa, anything to wrap up this month of August? I know coming up this Friday and Saturday, we've got a whole bunch of things coming up for the weekend. But to finish off the month of August, any notes, or do you want to just kind of get into the football that we got coming up?
We can just get into football.
All right. Sounds great. So, yeah, Friday, I guess that would be the final day of August. Friday, looks like we got some football going on.
Yeah, so we're going to play El Dorado. It'll be the season opener for the IHS Bulldogs. And kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock at Schulte Stadium. So get out and support the Bulldogs. One thing I did want to mention is that it's time to get your Bulldog Booster Club membership. And that's important because not only will your membership get you some really good Bulldog swag so that you're ready to show your spirit in the stands, but also that money goes back into helping all of our student athletes in the school within the high school, not just the football players, but all seasons of sports. So it's important to join the IHS Booster Club. So that takes care of football for Friday night, then big football Saturday night.
That's right.
The Pirates will have their season opener. You know, they beat Dodge City 38-20 Thursday?
Last Thursday it was. Yeah, they opened up the same as CCC. So
we're going to be playing Hutchison Community College in Independence at Schulte Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff is the same as the high school game, 7 o'clock. And again, they don't have necessarily a Pirate Booster Club, but they do have opportunities for some Pirate swag. So we all have to show up in our blue and gold. And of course, they have a lot of new things for all the Last Chance U activity that's going on. So get your Pirate gear. You can go out on the campus to ICC in the academic building, and you can get t-shirts and sweatshirts and all kinds of things. You can also go online, and that's ndcc.edu, and then watch for the tab for Last Chance U Pirate Gear. You can also go into Annie Mae's, where we all get our coffee and muffins, and they've got some logo items in there as well. Or they're even going to be setting up at the game. So you can come in your pirate t-shirt or sweatshirt and then pick up a mug or a koozie or whatever while you're out there at the game. So fun stuff. I got to get my
ever more reason to just get more of that logo and symbol all around town. I know I always appreciate. Obviously, I didn't go to ICC or anything like that, but the teams I follow, the schools I go to, heck yeah, I've got shirts, I've got hats. I mean, you got to support, whether it's your alma mater, whether it's where you're going, whether, you're alum, whichever. I mean, there's no reason not to. And I love that about out here in southeastern Kansas specifically. Southwestern Kansas was a bit better than Colorado. Colorado had no school spirit. It was very unfortunate, we'd wear all green to our games, but nobody had the logos. Nobody had I like the fact that it's as easy as, going into Annie Mae's or going to the stadium a little early, grab yourself some gear and, support the team. It's as easy as that. So
I know. So, yes. So everybody needs to get out, join the booster club at the high school or run to the store and get some orange and black for Friday's game. And then also get your blue and gold on. And support all of these student athletes and these institutions. So, pretty excited about football season.
Oh, I am very excited. Matt and I are the voices of CCC, so we cover all their games.
But
good. Yeah, we keep we keep very close tabs on ICC as well. Obviously, they're both in the same in the division,
right?
And they're going to be playing each other, I believe, over in Schultes Stadium later on in the season. So that one will be a lot of fun coming up. But I think it'll be interesting because both coaches, Coach Brown has been there, kind of a staple, and seeing him predicted to finish top there and then Coach Flo back, I think it's going to be that rivalry game that we've been waiting on. So
yeah,
I'm very excited for that game. But I've been keeping tabs on ICC. They won a tough road game as well, so see if they can come back and win the home opener.
Good deal. Well, we have, we'll have our holiday on Monday.
Yep, and, Labor Day.
And then we're going to come back to the chamber, and we'll be hitting it hard because we have two events next week. One will be on Thursday, and this is actually, both of these events are open to the public, so I hope that everybody listens up and puts these on your calendar. The one that will be on Thursday, which is September the 6th, I cannot believe it will be September the 6th.
I know. It's, we've got a quarter of the year left, basically.
I know.
Unreal.
That is the event called Celebrate Independence, and we always celebrate something. We showcase a particular subject matter, and this one is called Celebrate Ventures and Adventures. And get this. Here's our list of speakers. We have Libby Boldra, who is the owner of Libby's Boutique. She's going to be talking all about how she's now moved from her small starter location inside of Annie Mae's and now bought a building in downtown, opened it up, and all that she has planned for her new store. So that's very, very exciting. We have Robert Box, who is one of the partners in Indie Brew Works, which is a brewery that is working to find investors to be able to open up a brewery in Independence. And so that's exciting news. We have Patrick Conway, and he's going to be speaking about Sawyer's Fine Wine and Spirits. So he and Michelle own Brothers Railroad Inn, and they have just bought the liquor store that sits on the corner of Penn Avenue and Main Street, and they're opening that up.
Was that Kessler's?
Yes.
Used to be? Okay, Kessler's right there, that
Wolf's
location.
It was Liquor, then it was Kessler's Liquor, and now it's going to be Sawyer's Fine Wine and Spirits.
Okay.
And so that's a real nice partnership with their business, and so they've got some really cool plans for that business as well as the entire building, so they're going to be sharing that. And then Steve Morrison, who is with Morrison Builders, is actually the that the brewery is hoping to go into, and it is the former Whitehead Taxidermy building. and they're doing some apartments in the upper story of that building. And so he's going to be there to really talk about the development of that building and also some purchases of some other buildings in Independence and some ideas and aspirations. They're also the builders who did all of the work on the Dairy Queen. And so,
very cool.
Yeah, so they're investing in our community. They loved Independence so much when they did all the Dairy Queen work that they did take a leap of faith and took a, you know, just a leap of faith and bought that building and have great plans for it. And then we also have Laurel Street Bakery, who is actually moving from kind of West Laurel to the downtown area, still on Laurel Street. They're not going to be one of the speakers. They are going to speak from a business sponsorship perspective, and they're providing all of the desserts. So they're going to showcase their cupcakes, and that will be really cool. So anyway, what you need to know is tickets are $10. You get to hear all these great speakers, find out what's going on in the community. It's Thursday, September 6th, and just call the office at 331-1890, and we can get you on the roster and on the reservation list, and you'll be able to attend that luncheon from 11:30 to 1, and it's at the Masonic Lodge. And then on Friday is First Friday, and so we've got a lot of good speakers lined up for that. We have Paula Schauble, who is the new GM at Textron Aviation. So that's going to be really fun because she is, you know, from Independence, hometown girl, and has worked at Textron for a long time and is now going to be running the show out there. So that's exciting. And then Rusty Arnold, who is our superintendent, he has a lot of great information about the school system that he's going to be sharing, some really cool things that they have going on. Then he's going to turn it over to Michaela LaRue, and she is the VOAG teacher. This is her second year. We have now a agricultural program within the school, and that's new. So we're excited to hear her talk about that. And then we have Aaron Bunn, who's with Kansas Children's Service League, is going to speak, and possibly one other, but I haven't confirmed that. So lots of good speakers on First Friday and Celebrate. So
no kidding. Yeah, full Friday on tap. No kidding. And
yes.
Then does anything carry into the weekend as well, or do we kind of just pass on to the next weekend there in September?
Well, let me think. I don't know what's happening on that weekend on the 8th, but you can you need to rest up because the next weekend we will be having the 100 Mile Highway sale.
Oh, yes, that is right.
So, and what you do need to know about that 7th is that's the cutoff date to get your permit to be in the highway sale. So here's what happens at the 100 Mile Highway sale. And Coffeyville is actually involved in this as well. They're on the map. And, you know, we want to keep all these people that are traveling into our community in our community as long as possible. Not only, I mean, buying things at the sales, but also buying gas and eating food and shopping when they have time. But typically in Independence, it's $5 to get a garage sale permit. But this particular weekend, they waive that fee, but you are still required to get a garage sale permit. So as long as you get a permit by the 7th of September, by going to the City Hall, then you will be on the chamber's map. The City Hall takes all of the permits, sends them to the chamber, and then we put together a map at the chamber that lists all of the addresses, and then we plot them on the map, as does Coffeyville. They do the same thing. So.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah, no, I remember hearing a little bit about it, and you know, it's an interesting, I like the approach to it as well, because you're right. There is a lot of people that just kind of travel through or travel, you know, wherever, and to keep, you know, just kind of opens up their eyes. You know, it kind of takes us back to the investors. You know, if they wouldn't have came to the community, taken that leap of faith and taken that chance, you know, we wouldn't be seeing all of these new businesses coming in. And it was that leap of faith, and it started out all with them coming into the communities. So no, I think it's a very cool idea.
And that's September the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So it's 3 days. And again, get your permit by September the 7th. That's a Friday. And then it will go on the map. We usually print close to about 12 to 1,500 of those maps. And we give them all. I mean, they're free. And they're depleted very quickly. So there are a lot of people in town for this sale. So it's a really cool thing. So that will be happening before we know it. And then another big event in September that I want everyone to put on their calendars, because it's important that they think about it right now, would be the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So the reason why I want to talk to you about that, even though it's not until September 22nd, is it's now time to get your teams together, get your plans made to be able to participate in that walk. And definitely all the money raised goes to a good cause. So if you're interested in putting together a team, you can go to the website and you can do that, or you can call the chamber office and we'll get you connected and get you a team. But that's a big event, and it's also a county event, so it's for everybody in the community to participate. Not in the community, it's for everybody in the county to participate in the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So
very cool.
Then we have another Save the Date. We just have a lot of things going on. Do not forget that September the 29th will be our last movie night in downtown Independence. We just had our third one, Despicable Me 3, last weekend, and it was such a success, a great movie. The weather was beautiful, and so we'll have one more movie night, and it will be showing The Incredibles. It will pre-show will start at 6:30. It gets darker earlier, so we'll be starting things earlier that evening. And again, that's on the last Saturday of the month, September 29th, and the movie will be The Incredibles. So don't miss out, because it is the last one.
All right. I love those movie nights as well. How was the Minions flying through the town?
It was good. Yeah? You'll have to go to our Facebook page. Yeah. Do some hashtag Get Independence, and you should see some Minion pictures. So it was fun. And then we had three inflatables from the Baptist Church, and they're actually going to bring down one more inflatable for our last movie night. And then we'll have some more characters for kids to get their picture taken with. So be fun.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I always love all of the things happening throughout the community. As much as I dislike the drive from Independence to Coffeyville, I always love to see what's happening in both communities and being a part of them. Obviously, I got to work here so I can be a part of everything happening in Coffeyville. And then I live in Independence, so I get to be a part of everything that happens up there as well. So speaking with Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, any final notes here as we approach the bottom of the hour?
Sure. I'll tell you four more things real quick.
Yeah, let's hear
it. So the community cleanup is October the 6th. So be sure and start cleaning out your closets and garage and get everything ready for that community cleanup. That's the one where you can get rid of appliances and building supplies and furniture and all the big stuff that becomes an issue can be taken care of that day, and we'll talk about it some more, but put that on your calendar. October the 8th is the Optimus Pancake Feed, so you want to be sure and take advantage of that. That will not October the 8th, that's September the 8th. I apologize for that. I'm glad I caught that. So my goodness, be sure and put that on your calendar. September the 8th. What's important about the Pancake Feed is this is their one big push to raise money, and all that money goes to help the youth of our community. So put that down. And then Trunk or Treat, if you're interested in Trunk or Treat and getting your trunk ready for that, we will be having that again. So that will fall on October the 31st. And if you're interested in participating by having a float in the parade, we are having our Veterans Day of Honor and parade again, and that will be November the 10th. Those dates sound like a long ways away, and they are, but if you're going to participate in them by having a trunk at Trunk or Treat, you need to know, and if you're going to have a float in the parade, you need to know. So get those on your calendar, and then get your Lee Greenwood tickets for Niwala. Those went on sale this week, and we've had lots of calls at the Chamber and helping people get those tickets. So it's going to be a fun concert.
It is. Great stuff. I can't believe we're already talking about, Trunk or Treat. That's Halloween. And then we get into November. My goodness, 2018 is behind us. Well, Lisa, thanks so much for taking some time. It's no issue rescheduling it whatsoever. We always appreciate these interviews that you have with us. So, again, Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson, thanks so much. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.